The next patient is Margarita Delgado. The last name is D-E-L-G-A-D-O. First name, M-A-R-G-A-R-I-T-A. This is a clinical case of an 86-year-old Hispanic female that is following in the practice because of the presence of arterial hypertension. The patient continues with the same prescription and amlodipine in combination with vonoprazan, one tablet every day, and the blood pressure remains under control. The blood pressure reading is 143/73. Period. The patient complains of pain in the distal part of the legs, especially the right one, in the afternoons. To the physical examination, the peripheral pulses are normal, symmetrical, very good posterior tibialis and dorsalis pedis. And the blanching test in the toes is less than 3 seconds. It seems to me that the problem is the fluid intake in the presence of a normal sodium intake. The recommendation is to cut down the administration of salt and the restriction of fluid to 40 ounces in 24 hours. And the patient is supposed to get in touch with our office to see whether or not she feels improvement of the condition. Number two, a CKD stage 2 that remains unchanged. In the latest laboratory workup that was done on January the 23rd of 2024, the patient has a creatinine of 0.56 with an estimated GFR of 89. There is no evidence of proteinuria, no activity in the urinary sediment. The serum albumin is 4.1. Liver function test with a normal, potassium 4.2. Sodium is 144. There is no evidence of proteinuria. Following number vitamin D deficiency or supplementation, following number left macular degeneration that is treated with intraocular injections, they are spacing out these injections because the degeneration has not progressed farthely. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. We're going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with laboratory workup. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab. In the face-to-face, 16 minutes, documentation, 8 minutes.